Yeah. Okay. This coming Friday is going to be the fast of Asara B'Tevet, the 10th of Tevet, and it's interesting that our custom is to fast on Friday, the eve of Shabbat, when Asara B'Tevet comes out on Friday. Now, it happens to be that in our modern calendar that we have today, the only fast day that can come out on a Friday is Asara B'Tevet. Many of them come out on Shabbos, and they have their own set of rules as to when we fast, either making it earlier than Shabbos or later. But Asara B'Tevet is unique that even on the modern calendar, it can come out on Friday. Now, in the past, we dealt with Asara B'Tevet being a unique fast day. Those are archived on the YU Torah website. We also dealt in the past with the fact that there is laws and regulations as to when the fast usually ends. That's also archived on the website. And today I wanted to deal with a totally new question that's very relevant this year. And that is, can you end the fast early when it comes out on a Friday? And I'll explain why this is such a need. We're living in Israel, which is basically in the northern hemisphere. And in the northern hemisphere, the fast is going to be over by 5 o'clock. It's the month of December, and I'm not so sure that the need is so great on this particular year in this particular place in the world. However, if you go south of Israel or south of North America to places like South America, Australia, and whatnot, the fast can finish very, very late in the month of December. As a matter of fact, if you take a look now, you probably find out that the fast ends about 9, 9:30 or something along those lines. And that is a very, very long day. And to end that day, when ultimately you are going to make Kiddush and have your Shabbos meal after you fasted all day, might be a delicious Shabbos meal, but it won't be as enjoyable as a regular Friday. So therefore, in places like Australia or South Africa or whatnot, I believe the question is very relevant as to can we end the fast early when it comes out on a Friday. I admit that this shear is not the Paskin Ahalacha for any community. The communities have to ask their rabbis as to what to do in their locales, but rather this is a shear to make people informed that this is one of the issues that do come up regarding this particular fast day of Asara B'Tevet, because Asara B'Tevet happens to be the only fast day that comes out on a Friday. So therefore, this year, I hope it's going to be informative. For those that don't need it because the fast comes out early, I hope it's going to be interesting. And for those that may need to utilize it, the sources are here, and obviously, you should refer to your rabbi as to what to practically do. I believe that the issue has to be dealt with from three perspectives. Two perspectives we'll deal with today, and God willing, in the next year, we'll deal with the next perspective. The first perspective is one that we dealt with in the past, and I just want to remind everyone, and that is Asara B'Tevet today an obligatory fast day or not? The Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, that we've quoted so many times before, page 18b, Dav Yudchet Amud Bet, basically says, how can it be that the prophet Zechariah talks about Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, V'Tzoma Asiri, the fast day of the fourth month, Shivasar B'Tamuz, the fast day of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the fast day of the seventh month, Tzom Gedalia, and finally our fast day, the fast day of the tenth month, Asara B'Tevet, as days of fasting, calling it Tzom? And 2 seconds later, he says, Ya'yeh lebet Yehudah l'sason l'simcha. They're one day going to be days of great joy, of actual sason and simcha, two verbs that we use regarding yontiv and yontiv alone. They're going to be, hopefully, full-fledged yontivs. So how can they be fast days and yontivs at the same time? We all know that one of the basic 101 laws of a yontiv is that you can't fast on yontiv. Forget about the obligation of simcha. You don't have to fast. So how can a fast day be Sasan and Simcha? That's what basically the Gemara asks on Daf Yudchet Amud Bet in Meseches Rosh Hashanah and comes to the conclusion that I'm going to say very succinctly. The Gemara says that when there is a time of great anguish for the Jewish people, these fast days are tzomot, our obligatory and our fast days. When there is a time when everything is hunky-dory, big machlok is what that means, and that's a separate shir, then you don't fast, it's tzasun asimcha as a yontif. However, says the Gemara, ein shmad ve'ein shalom, the Jewish people are not about to be annihilated. And on the other hand, there isn't peace. Which is basically, according to the majority of poskim, and the simple understanding of reality, what we have today. Namely, things aren't perfect, and then again, things are not falling apart. Says the Gemara, in that particular situation, ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. If they feel like it, they can fast, and if they don't feel like it, they don't fast. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch comes along and says, along the generations, we did feel like fasting. In other words, this is not up to each and every person. This is up to the rabbis of the generation to decide if indeed we're in such a generation. However, when they said we wanted to fast, and thus the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun 550, Seif Aleph and Bet 1 and 2, says, HaKol Chayavim Li'itanot HaBatzamot Eilu, everyone has to fast on these four fast days, and you're not allowed to not do it. The Shulchan Aruch comes a second later in Seif Bet and says, all these fast days are lenient. How are they lenient? We still can't eat, and we still can't drink, but we can do all the other prohibitions that usually come along with a fast day. A typical, I would say, the prototype for a fast day is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Namely, you're not allowed to eat and drink, but you're also not allowed to wear leather shoes, and not allowed to do a whole bunch of other things. And the fast begins at night and ends at night. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, because the Gemara said, Ratzu mitanin, ratzu en mitanin, it's totally up to you. It's totally dependent upon your want. Then ultimately, the rabbis decided, what do they want? They want only the eating and the drinking part. All the rest, they don't want. In addition, the eating and the drinking was limited only from dawn to dusk. That's it. So ultimately, the first issue we have to basically deal with is, do we have to fast? And the answer is, yes, we have to fast. But I want to make it very clear, it is dependent upon us, the Jewish people, to decide at this point in time. If, God forbid, we're about to be annihilated, it wouldn't be up to us. The Navi Zechariah paskind, and ultimately it's written in the Navi, and the rabbis agreed, you have to fast. But since we're living in a time where, thank God, there's a Jewish state, and thank God there's a Jewish army, and yet things aren't perfect on the other hand, it's up to us. And therefore, because it's up to us, the only prohibitions is not to eat and drink from dawn to dusk. The night before you can, and you can wear leather shoes, and you can shower. All these things are allowed. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah thus explains, why are you allowed to shower? At the time that they decided, we want to fast, we need to fast. For whatever reason, we have to commemorate these days. And they accepted upon themselves to go ahead and to fast in all these fast days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo kiblu alehem shiyu b'chomer ta'anit zibur ketish above. They didn't accept upon themselves that these fast days would be as severe as Tisha B'Av. So the first and foremost thing we have to know is that when we deal with the question of can you or can't you finish the fast early, this is not a regular fast day. This is what we usually call colloquially a minor fast day, where ultimately it's up to the Jewish people to decide if they want to fast or not. We're already lenient on the other prohibitions that come with a fast day, namely wearing leather shoes, not having marital relations, going ahead and washing oneself, anointing oneself. All those things are canceled. In addition to that, we only fast from the morning till the evening. We don't fast from the night before. So because it's up to us, I believe that that's going to be very relevant for the next part of the class, and that is when we deal with what happens when it comes out on a Friday. We have to remember that Asara B'Tevet is an obligatory fast day, nowadays. That's the Shulchan Aruch's words that we just quoted. However, it's talui beratzu. It is dependent upon us. So this would open up my shir, and this is my departure point, because I believe that since it's dependent upon us, perhaps we can chisel out a bit further and come and say, well, when it comes out on a Friday, maybe we will play around a little bit. Play around a little bit with the obligation. We already chiseled out the other inuyim, the other prohibitive acts. We already chiseled out the night. Perhaps when it comes out on a Friday, we can chisel even more because it's dependent upon Ratzumi Tanin. Do we want to fast? Issue number one clear? Great. Issue number one, to sum it up in one sentence, is that Tzom Yud Betevet, the Tzara Betevet, the 10th of Tevet, is dependent upon the Jewish people deciding they want to fast today. It's not an obligation from above. It is Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu Ein Mitanin. It is dependent upon us. Since we've already chiseled out a lot, perhaps we can chisel more. That's my departure point for this shiur. Now let's get into the major issue. The major issue of this particular shiur is going to be, are you allowed to fast on Erev Shabbos? Are you allowed to fast on the eve of Shabbat? There's two primary sources about this. First of all, a Mishnah and Mesechet Ta'anit, Perek Bet Mishnah Yud, 2:10. The Mishnah says, seems to be the majority view, En gozrim ta'anit ala tzibur b'rosh chodesh b'chanukah v'purim. You can't go ahead and make a new fast day, such as for a drought, which unfortunately in Israel is still an issue at this point, December 4th of the year. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot go ahead and make an enactment to make a fast day initially on Friday. But if they started to fast on... Erase what I just said. You cannot initially make a fast day on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim because these are days where you're not allowed to fast. Such as today is Chanukah, you're not allowed to fast. But if they started, you can continue fasting. So according to Rabban Gamliel, you shouldn't fast on a Friday for a new fast day, but if you started, you don't stop. Amar Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, Afal Pisha Amar Rabban Gamliel, even though Rabban Gamliel said, Ein Mafsikim, you don't stop, Modeh Haya, he goes ahead and admits, She'ein Mashlimin, that you don't finish the fast day. You can start fasting, but you don't fast the entire day on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. V'chen Tisha B'Av shechal liyot be'erev Shabbos. And here comes the relevant point for us, because we're not about to make a new fast day. We are talking about an established fast day. Tisha B'Av is an established fast day. Says Rabbi Meir, that even Rabban Gamliel would agree that if Tisha B'Av, which has its own set of rule and regulations that is not relevant for the first part of the class regarding Asara B'Tevet. The Gemara makes very clear in Rosh Hashanah that Tisha B'Av has its own unique character because Huchpelu Bo Atzarot, many terrible things happened. But if Tisha B'Av came out on a Friday, which didn't happen in our modern calendar, but could have happened when we still went ahead and didn't have a calendar, and God willing in the future perhaps will, and then it will be a Yontif, but still an issue. Tisha B'Av shechal liyot be'erev Shabbos, you do not finish the fast day. You have to break the fast prior to the onset of Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. So it seems in this Mishnah that there's no machlokas. In other words, Rabban Gamliel said that you shouldn't make a new fast day on Chanukah, on Purim, and on Rosh Chodesh. But if you do, you don't stop. You continue fasting. So you get up in the morning and you continue fasting. Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, but even Rabban Gamliel would agree that you don't finish the fast. You have to end the fast before the onset of the day ends. And so too on Tisha B'Av that comes out on the eve of Shabbos. So according to this Mishnah, if there is an established fast day, such as Asara B'Tevis, that comes out on a Friday, you do not finish the fast. You have to finish it before nightfall, and don't come into Shabbos fasting. That's what this Mishnah seems to say, and there's no machlokas. Right? Great. The Gemara, however, in Meseches Tainis, page 18b, comes along and says that's not the end of the story. The Mishnah cut out a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zodivei Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabban Gamliel. Well, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. In the name of Rabban Gamliel, he put it in the mount of Rabban Gamliel. So it could very well be that two great rabbis, Rabbi Meir and Rabban Gamliel, both agree that if there's a fast day, an established fast day, that comes out on a Friday, you don't fast for the entire day. Aval chachamim umrim, but the majority point of view of the sages was, and I quote, mitaneh umashlim. You fast until the end of the day. Darash mar zutra mishmei de Rav Yehuna, says Rav Zutra in the name of Rav Huna, halacha, very rare that the Gemara would say the words halacha, mitaneh umashlim. You fast and you finish the fast day. Again, you fast and you finish the fast day. So, we have a very, very, very interesting Gemara over here that basically comes and says, even though the Mishnah seemed clear-cut, that you finish the fast in the middle of the day if it comes out on a Friday, comes along the Gemara and says, with due respect, that's only Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, the majority point of view was, you have to fast till the end. Well, reading this Gemara, we see that the halacha is very clear-cut, very rare that the Gemara paskins the halacha, but here it does. The majority point of view is, if a fast day comes out on a Friday, you finish it. The example was Tisha B'Av. We can now bring in Asara B'Tevet, even though Asara B'Tevet and Tisha B'Av is different. I remind you of my point from the beginning of this year. It seems that the majority point of view in this Gemara in Tainis is that you must fast the entire day if it comes out on a Friday. Comes along the second primary source in Masechet Eruvin. What it's doing there is a story into itself. But Daf Mem Amud Bet through Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, 40b through 41a, comes along and says as follows, Amar Rava, Ki havinan bei Rav Huna, when I was at the house of Rav Huna, Ibalan, I asked him a question. So I visited Rav Huna. This is our friend the Rav Huna from the Gemara and Tainis that paskin the halacha that you must finish the fast. And I asked this Rav Huna the following question. Bar be Rav, the children of Rav, the Yatve betanita b'mayle shabta, they were sitting and fasting on the eve of Shabbat. Maula shlume, should they fast till Shabbos? Till the night? Should they break their fast early? And says Rav Huna, he didn't answer. Lo havi biyade, he didn't know the answer. Interesting, he didn't know the answer. The Gemara in Tainis puts in his mouth that he paskin the halacha you do. But I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's not Rav Huna getting senile. The Gemara in Tainis was dealing with the established fast day, perhaps, while the Gemara in Eruvin is dealing with an ad hoc fast day. That could be an answer to how Rav Huna didn't know in one place, or in the other place he did know. Or it could very well be Rav Huna later on, paskin di halacha, in a different context. But in this particular story, he didn't know yet. Close the parentheses. Atu the kami de Rav Yehuda. I came before Rav Yehuda, velo havi biyadei, and he didn't know. So, this is a very good question. We seem to think, yeah, you fast, no question, no problem. But we see in this Gemara that it's not so clear-cut at all. Hatalakame Amar Rava, said Rava with an aleph. Nechseyanan, let's see. Titanya, as we learned in a Brisa, a Tanaic source. What does the Brisa say? We quote, Chal, Titanya. Again, our famous case. Tisha B'Av came out on the eve of Shabbat. One view says, right side of the page, you have to break your fast because there's a prohibition to enter Shabbat while fasting. The Gemara says, Tamya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara brings a Tanaic source in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, was sitting on an Erev Shabbos, which was Tisha B'Av. And they brought him a little bit to eat before the day was ended in order to fulfill this point of view. Not because he was hungry, but rather laharot l'talmidim halacha. He wanted to show that the halacha is, you're not allowed to fast on the eve of Shabbat, all the way into Shabbos. You can't come into Shabbos fasting. Later on in the Gemara quotes our famous Rabbi Meir, that we just saw in the Maseches Tainis. Afal pi sha'amar Rav Gamliel, ein mafsikim. So, we see that indeed, according to this point of view, Rabbi Meir is now joined by not just Rabban Gamliel, in which he put the words in his mouth that you can't finish the fast, but he's joined by Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Akiva, and it seems to be the majority point of view in this brisa, you can't come into Shabbos fasting. All right, we're getting somewhere. The Gemara, however, says, Rabbi, on the left side of the page, Rabbi Yossi omer mitanel mashlim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and see, he says you have to finish the fast. The Gemara goes into a whole long question about this, and ultimately says that for a while we paskin like Rabban Gamliel, that if you start the fast, you don't finish the fast. And if you start the fast, you finish the fast, without Rabbi Meir's caveat. And the Gemara says we paskin this way for a long time. Bottom line is, at the end of the Gemara, Va'amar Ula, left side of the page, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. To sum up, gentlemen and ladies, we have two Gemaras that seem to paskin the halacha clearly, very rare in the Gemara. Paskin the halacha, you fast until the night. Mitaneh umashlim, you must finish the fast day. However, there are descending points of views. The Rabbi Meir from the Mishnah, in the words of in the mouth of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, who ate on Erev Shabbos Shechaliot Bo Tisha B'Av, etc., etc. However, the halacha is paskined like the view that you fast the entire day. Well, you may ask me why there are more sources on the page. After all, we just established very clearly, concisely, clear-cut, that you're supposed to fast and finish the fast day, even if it comes out on the eve of Shabbat. And yet, despite it all, we see that there's more sources on the page. Interesting, isn't it? The Gemara indeed paskins that Hilchata Halacha Mitanim Umashlimim, and that's what the Gemara ultimately paskins here in a very clear-cut fashion, like the view of Rabbi Yossi, that we finish up and we do fast. This is the Halacha, even in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Halacha Kemi Shehu Omer Mitaneh Umashlim, and indeed the halacha is like that the person that said that you finish the fast day. So we see very clearly that ultimately there is a consensus here. Yerushalmi, Bavli in two places, you must fast the entire day on Friday. There is no problem coming into Shabbos fasting. That seems to be the conclusion. Now, why is there a second page? Why do we have more Makoros? Why do we have more sources? The reason we have more sources is because of the following reason. There is a big machlokas rishonim. What does the Gemara mean when it says, mitaneh umashlim? You fast and you finish the fast. You fast and you finish the fast. What does it mean, mashlim? You complete it. So when we learn this Gemara, we basically came along and said, it basically means what it means, namely, you complete the fast day. The fast day ends at, I don't know, 5:10 or 9:30. That's when the day ends, not a second before. So the question is, well, if that's the case, what's the machlokas? How come we have a machlokas about this issue at all? It seems very out of place after all. The question is, what does the word mashlim mean? See, the Gemara never said, not in Tainus, and not in a Reuven, that you go ahead and you complete the fast day at night. Didn't say that. Didn't say Atshkiyat Achama or Atzeit HaKochavim or any of those words. It says Mashlim, you complete it. The question is, what does that mean? And we have four points of view in the Rishonim, and this is a major machlokas. I tried to bring as many sources as I found in preparation for this year to show you that there isn't a consensus that it basically means this, with one minority view saying that. You could see here on page 2 that it's pretty equal. You have the chart, and let's go from the most lenient to the most stringent to the middle points of view. The most lenient point of view is that the words of the Meiri we quoted earlier, Shelo yikanes l'shabbat keshehu meuneh, which is the reason why our friend Rabbi Akiva broke his fast on Friday, you're not allowed to come into Shabbos fasting, that particular reason stands. Now, the Gemara did paskin the halacha mitaneu mashlim, you fast and you complete it, comes along the Tosfos and that Gemara and says, Perush, im yirtzeh l'hashlim, deshari l'hashlim, if you want to complete the fast, we're willing to sort of allow you to come into Shabbos fasting. The bayahu im shari l'hashlim alo, the whole machlokis in the Gemara was, are you allowed to complete the fast? And indeed, Tosfos says, it is up to you. He brings his teacher, Rabbi Yedidya, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Afilu Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi that said, Mitane umashlim, you fast and you complete it, lo perush, doesn't mean you complete it totally, ela deyachol ashlim, if he wants to, we can come into Shabbos fasting. Miu gam Rabbi Yossi modeh, imina rotzel ashlim arashut biyado. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees that if he doesn't want to complete the fast, he doesn't have to. In other words, the Tosfos read our Gemaras and basically said it doesn't mean you must complete the fast, mitane v'chayav lehashlim, but rather mitane v'yachol lehashlim. He can fast, and if he chooses to, he can complete the fast, or she can complete the fast. That's the way Tosfos read the Gemara. You think it's pshat? I don't think it's pshat either. Mitaneu mashlim doesn't seem to be option. It seems to be obligation. When I read it, I hear mitaneu mashlim, like an order in the army. However, I'm assuming that Tosfot had a reason for explaining the Gemara this way, which is not exactly the way we would say is the pshat, because of a reason I'm about to say in a minute. Let's read two more points of view. The Rosh, the Mordechai, the Hagaot Maimoniot, which is like the Ashkenazi super perish on the Rambam, the Tor, Lahalocha, all seem to say like the Tosfos. Namely, if you choose to, if you want to, you can finish the fast and come into Shabbos fasting. But you do not have to. There is no obligation to do it. And it seems to me that the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch eventually, but in the Beit Yosef, not in the Shulchan Aruch, seems to say the same thing. Askina, the conclusion is, v'hilchata mitaneu mashlim, the halacha is, you fast and you complete it, peirush, im yirtze, which means if he wants to, klomar, avalino chayav lav shlim kein, peirush atoysuf amordechai v'harosh, and he brings all the Rishonim, we quote it. And then he comes and says, v'lo karavya v'harokeach, that we're about to present. The way the Beis Yosef presents it is that he probably agrees with this point of view, that if he wants to, he can complete the fast, but he doesn't have to, unlike the other Rishonim that he brings. He's very intellectually honest, but the way he wrote it is ultimately these are the main points of view, right? Velo ken, not like the other ones that say you have to complete the fast. That's what I think the Beis Yosef means, and later on in the shir you'll see that the Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, explained the Beit Yosef exactly that way. Even though this didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, as we're going to see. To sum up the first point of view, if you choose to, you can go ahead and fast until the evening. But it's up to you. What do you think would possess so many Rishonim, the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Mordechai, to go along and not explain the Gemara as it simply says, Mitaneu Mashlim? So I suggested, as I wrote on page number 3, see, I put it on page number 3 so you wouldn't see it. Try to figure it out on your own. But if you saw it already, I suggested that the issue stands. Why did the Rabbi Meir, in the mouth of Rabban Gamliel, allow you to break your fast on Friday? Shelo yikanes l'shabbat keshehu meuneh. In other words, there is a prohibition on the books to come into Shabbos fasting. So basically the Gemara comes and says, because it's an established fast day, if you choose to, you may. But it's still a problem. And because it's still a problem, these Rishonim say, hey, the problem stands. It's not like we're striking it out of the Shulchan Aruch just because Asara B'Tevas comes out on Friday. The problem stands. So therefore, the only way we can reconcile the problem of fasting on Friday with the fact that we do fast on Friday is to say that it's an option. It's an option to finish the fast day. If you go a step further, you may even say that it's not an option. Perhaps it's an obligation to break your fast. But the Gemara very explicitly said that was what Rabbi Akiva did, but we don't accept that point of view. So there's no obligation to break your fast, but there's definitely an option to do so in order not to violate the law of coming into Shabbos fasting. Before we go to the second point of view, I can tell you that this was the practice in many different places. If you look at the Mordechai, he says, before he went to shul on a Friday night, that was a fast day, tasted from the Shabbos food in order not to come in to Shabbos fasting, because he was absolutely sure of his interpretation on the Gemara that it's only an option to complete the fast. To sum up view number one, the Gemara says, Mitaneu Mashlim, option, but not obligation. Perhaps it's even better not to finish the fast in order to come into Shabbos, not fasting. Point number two, all the way on the left side of the page, is radically different and says, read the Gemara the way it says it. Mitaneu Mashlim, you finish the fast day. So says the Rokeach. So says the Ravya. So says the She'iltos. So paskins the Meiri and Magen Avot that you fast on Friday from dawn to dusk. No ifs, ands, and buts. Mitane umashlim. You fast and you complete the fast. Completing the fast means nighttime. That's it. Before we get to that statement, I just wanted to point out the words of the Meiri that are written here. It's not from his Perush to Masechet Eruvin. It's in a book called Magen Avot, where he deals with trying to defend the practices of his locale, which were very different than the majority of the Jewish people at the time. This particular segment is dealing with Tainis Esther. We know that this year Tainis Esther is coming out on Shabbos, and we make it earlier to Thursday. That seems to be the Gemara in Masechet Megillah very clearly says, a happy fast day you make earlier, and a sad fast day you make later. In this particular context, he was trying to defend the practice that in his locale, probably in Provence, they actually did fast on Friday. They didn't make it earlier to Thursday. They fasted on the eve of Shabbos. Anyway, within that whole thing, he comes along and explains that this Gemara, basic machlokas is, are you allowed to come into Shabbos when you are fasting? That's the basic machlokas in this Gemara. According to Rabbi Meir in the mouth of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to come into Shabbos fasting, and therefore you have to break your fast on Friday at some point. But according to the descending view, perhaps this is not a problem. That's the way he explains the machlokas in the Gemara. So those that say you ultimately do finish the fast believe that there isn't a problem to come into Shabbos fasting. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but you can fast up until Shabbos. And those that say you have to break your fast believe that you are not allowed to come into Shabbos fasting. That's the way the Meiri explains the Machlokas here in the Gemara, and therefore Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to come into Shabbos fasting, you got to break your fast. And Rabbi Yossi, which the Halacha is like, and the majority view in Tainis says, I guess you're allowed to. Words of the Meiri, Mitanin u'mashlimim ba'arvei Shabbatot u'ba'arvei yamim tovim, belo shum pikpuk. There's no reason to even think otherwise. The Gemara is very clear. Rabbeinu Chananel is so sure of himself on this, that on this Gemara, he comes and says that they didn't understand Rabbi Akiva. The whole Gemara didn't understand Rabbi Akiva. His students didn't understand him. Rabbi Yehuda, who recorded it, didn't understand him. Rabbi Akiva ate for a totally different reason. See, every time you hear a story about great rabbis, you have to interpret it properly. Why did he eat? It's like the story of Rav Moshe Feinstein. They wrote in one of the books about him that he never read a newspaper, and every time he went by the newspaper stands, he diverted his eyes like this. So they asked the family, did he read the paper? And they said, absolutely. So why did he divert his eyes? So they went to check it out. They went to the newsstand. Exactly around 1, 2 o'clock, when Rav Moshe Feinstein would walk home from yeshiva, there would be sun reflecting on the newsstand to such an extent that poor But Moshe Feinstein had to go ahead and divert his eyes. It went ahead and blinded the poor man. Not because he didn't want to read the newspaper. So when you hear a story about Rabbi Akiva eating on Tisha B'Av on Friday, you have to explain it properly and interpret it properly. Comes along Rabbeinu Hananel and said, I am so sure you're allowed to fast on Friday that the Gemara is wrong. Rabbi Akiva didn't eat because he agreed with Rabbi Meir that you have to break your fast on Friday. He ate because he was sick. We have a Masorah that he was sick that Tisha B'Av. And therefore he ate. Nothing to do with this whole shiur about fasting on Friday. If it was Thursday, he would have done the same thing. That's how sure of himself he is. I want to suggest that not only does the Rokeach and the Ravya, the Meiri, and Rabbeinu Hananel paskin this way, meaning they read the Gemara clear, Mitanel Mashlim, but the Rambam, in my opinion, says it as well. He doesn't say it explicitly, but you can read it into his words. The Rambam says explicitly that if a fast day comes out on Shabbos, one of these four fast days, the fast days of Shivasa B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Teves, Tochino Tola Achar Shabbat, you push it off to Sunday. But, says the Rambam, Chaliot Be'erev Shabbos, Mitanin Be'erev Shabbos. But if it comes out on the eve of Shabbos, you fast on the eve of Shabbos. He doesn't say you're allowed to fast. Like his friend, like the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai, he says you fast. Chal liyot be'erev Shabbos, mitanin be'erev Shabbos. No ifs, ands, and buts. And therefore, I believe the Rambam too read the Gemara clear. Didn't come up with a super interpretation into the words mitanel mashlim. It really means option, not obligation. So two radically different points of view. We'll just say that of the Tosfos that says it's an option to complete the fast this Friday, versus the other Rishonim that say, no, it's an obligation. There's no question in my mind that when you read this Gemara, the view of the other Rishonim that say complete the fast is much more clear-cut and understandable and comprehensible when you read the Gemara. On the other hand, the view of the other Rishonim that say option would be much more comprehensible with not the Gemara or the wording of the Gemara, but rather with the general halacha. The general halacha is that we don't fast, come into Shabbos fasting. And therefore, because that is the general halacha, it would be hard to read this Gemara and say obligation and not option. In between these two radical points of view, saying you can fast on Friday versus you must fast on Friday, there's two middle points of view. The middle points of view basically say you must fast on Friday until Shabbos. When does Shabbos begin? So, we all know that every community has different customs. Some communities accept Shabbos 40 minutes before Shkia, some 30 minutes before Shkia, some 18 minutes before Shkia. Different communities, different customs. Well, what happens if I want to go ahead and accept Shabbos early? When can you accept Shabbos early? We do it in the summer all the time. Exactly, from Plag HaMincha, the famous Plag HaMincha. Well, we're living in Israel. Plag HaMincha now is pretty early, and therefore I'm not so sure that it would be something that we'd all run to do in the winter. But on Asara B'Teves, our stomach is pretty empty, and we are thirsty, and we are hungry. Perhaps we would contemplate accepting Shabbos at 3:30 in the afternoon. Plag HaMincha is going to be 3:30 approximately this Friday. So let's say next Friday, 3:35. All right, we'll daven mincha at 3. Excuse me, we'll daven mincha at 2:45. We'll take out the Torah, we'll read the fast day, Kriyas HaTorah. We will read the Haftorah. We will daven the silent Amida with Aneinu. We will daven the public Amida with Aneinu. Everything fine. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu and Tachanu on the eve of Shabbos. You'll say your Kaddish, and then we'll say Lechuna Ranana, and we'll do the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, and at 3:34, whenever Plag HaMincha is, we'll daven Ma'ariv, 10-minute Ma'ariv. By 3:50, 4 o'clock max, we're home, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we make Kiddush, as we do in the summers all the time, we'll make Hamotzi, and we'll break our fast about an hour before it comes out. What do you say? Is this possible based on this Gemara? Mitane umashlim or not? You're saying it's not practical because you're just saving an hour. You're right, in Israel it's not too practical, you just save an hour. But if you live in Australia, this would be very, very, very practical because we're not talking about 3:30, but rather 6:30. in the afternoon, or evening to be precise, as opposed to 7 o'clock in the evening and not 9:30 in the evening. So, is this possible? Reading this Gemara, Mitane Umashlim, comes along to Mordechai and says, Rabbeinu Meir, probably Rav Meir Mirutenberg, his Rebbe, Mordechai learned together with the Rosh B'Chavrusa by Rav Meir Mirutenberg. So it could very well be that that's what he's quoting here. Dashlamata anit be'erev Shabbos, the Gemara is correct, you have to finish the fast. But what does it mean, mashlim? Finish, complete. Sagiyad lachar tefilat arvit, shehim yiplaga mincha ve'eloch. You have to finish your fast until Shabbos, quote-unquote. What Shabbos, quote-unquote? When you accept Shabbos. So you accept Shabbos at Plag? That's when Shabbos is? The day is over. That's what it means in the Gemara. Mashlim until Shabbos. So you accepted Shabbos early? Great! You can eat early. That's what the Mordechai says in the name of Rav Meir Mirutenberg. As soon as you come home from shul, you can eat. The Agalot Maimoniot brings this Masoret. So does the Tor, all from Rav Meir Mirutenberg. That Plaga Mincha is enough. Comes along the other point of view, and that is the Magen Mishnah in the name of the Ravid, and the Beit Yosef quotes this Ravid later in a different place, and that is that you have to fast until Shabbos. When is Shabbos? Not Plag, but rather Tosefes Shabbos. Every Friday we have an obligation, probably, to add on to Shabbos a bit, so we don't accept Shabbos exactly at sunset, but rather a little earlier. Whenever you accept Shabbos, 18 minutes before, 40 minutes before, Yerushalayim here will come out better. So, these points of view basically say, I read the Gemara clean, mitane umashlim, you fast and you complete. But what's completion? When Shabbos begins. When does Shabbos begin? When you feel like it. It could be from Plaga Mincha, it could be 18 minutes before Shkia, it could be 40 minutes before Shkia. Whenever you usually accept Shabbos, the day is over. What's the Svara? What could be the reason? So if you turn the page, we have four points of view. One point of view is, you may finish the fast, but you don't have to. The other point of view is, you must finish the fast until nightfall. And the middle point of view is, you can finish the fast until you decide at Shabbos, from Plaga Mincha, or from 18 minutes before Shkia or 40 minutes before Shkia. Those are the points of view we have. What could be the reason behind it? So my humble opinion, as we already alluded to, the reason why the Rishonim looked at the Gemara and said, Mitaneu Mashlim, and said it can't be, it must be option, is because they were wary about the point that was brought up. Shelo yikanes l'shabbat mu'neh, you're not going to come into Shabbos fasting, and even if it's a regular fast day, you can't come into Shabbos fasting. That's probably why they didn't read the Gemara clean. Those that read the Gemara clean probably said, well, when it's an established fast day, this overrides that. Shalei kanes l'shabbat kishehu mo'neh is on a regular Friday, 364 days a year from our perspective, but on the one, Asara B'Teves, which is an established fast day of Asara B'Teves, overrides the Shalei kanes l'shabbat kishehu mo'neh issue. The middle point of view is more fascinating. The middle point of view that comes along and says, hey, you fast until Shabbos, but what Shabbos? Whenever you accept Shabbos. In other words, it could definitely be a case it's before nightfall. What do they feel? What do they feel? It could very well be that they feel one of two things. One, that the word complete means complete until the next day begins. So usually, when do we begin the next day? At night. But on the eve of Shabbos, when do we begin the next day? Earlier than the night. Namely, we begin the next day when? When we accept Shabbos. The minute you accept Shabbos, you say, Shabbos, I'm not putting on the lights, and I'm not doing other things. So if I accepted Shabbos, I turn Friday into Shabbos. So I completed the fast. I'm no longer in Friday Asara B'Teves. I'm in Yud Aleph B'Teves, the 11th of Teves now. And therefore, I completed the fast. Or they may say something else. They may say that you cannot turn Friday into Shabbos. You can accept upon yourselves the obligations of Shabbos early, but you can't turn Friday into Shabbos. So you didn't complete Asara B'Teves yet. However, we know that when you do an early Shabbos, you can indeed accept upon yourself the obligations of Shabbos early. One of the obligations of Shabbos is Onek, is to enjoy. How can you enjoy when you're fasting? Your stomach hurts, you have a headache from caffeine withdrawal. No, you can't. So therefore, the minute that you accepted Shabbos, comes upon your head the obligation of Onik Shabbos, and Onik Shabbos is in contradistinction to fasting, that's when you break your fast. Those can be the two reasons for the middle point of view. Either it's already Shabbos, it's already Saturday, it's no longer Friday, or even if it is Friday, it already has the laws of Shabbos. Two points of view that we already dealt with in the past. How do you view Tosefes Shabbos, the adding on of Shabbos? The nafkamina between these different points of view could be Asara B'Tevis. Because why do we fast on Friday of Asara B'Tevis? Why don't we make it eat earlier? It seems that that would be the logical thing to do, make it earlier. Why is it that we don't make it earlier? So, there's two points of view. The first point of view is the more known one, quoted in the name of the Abu Raham. The Abu Raham looks at the Pasuk in Yechezkel, quoted here, that says, Bachodesh ha'asiri ba'asor lachodesh, on the 10th month, on the 10th day, God commanded Yechezkel, K'tov lecha, write down this day, etzem ayom hazeh, this particular day, that Samach Melech Bovel el Yerushalayim, the king of Babylonia, is now encircling Yerushalayim in a siege, be'etzem ayom hazeh, comes the Abu Dram and makes a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? The same phrase in two different places. And says, just like it says by Yom Kippur, be'etzem ayom hazeh, and Yom Kippur overrides Shabbos, Asara B'Tevis, which says the same word, would override Shabbos and definitely the eve of Shabbos. That's what the Abu Dram says, quoted right here, She'arba'at samot ha'eim nidachim lefamim keshechalu b'Shabbat, chutz mi'asara b'Tevis, she'no chal olam b'Shabbat, aval uchal lefamim b'yom shishim, tanim bo b'yom, ve'afilu haya chal b'Shabbos, lo haya yechulim etchoto liyom acher, b'pnei she'ne'amar bo etzem ha'yom hazeh. The Rambam disagrees. We quoted the Rambam earlier, and the Rambam said that you don't fast on Shabbos, but you fast on Friday. Not that Asara B'Tevis is any different, but if Shiva Asara B'Talmas would have come out on Friday, we fast too. And the Gemara Tisha B'Av came out on Friday, and they fasted. Not that Asara B'Tevis is any different. Why is the Abu Raham saying that Asara B'Tevis is different? So we dealt with this in the past, and I just wanted to say very, very concisely, two beautiful reasons. The one is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in a Siddur on the Slichos that we say in Asara B'Tevis explains that the reason that the king of Babylonia was successful in encircling the city was because of Chilul Shabbos. It was because of the violation of Shabbos that was going on during the first Commonwealth, the first Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we basically have to come into Shabbos fasting to encourage ourselves not to violate Shabbos. To remind ourselves that because of the violation of Shabbos, all this happened. So when we come into Shabbos next Friday night fasting, we're going to remind ourselves it's all because we didn't keep Shabbos properly, and hopefully we will, and be zochet to all the brachas of Shabbos. The second reasons I brought is the reason suggested by Rav Pinkus Zichrono Livracha, who was killed in a car crash. He was a Rosh, the Rav of Ofakim for many years, of the one of the Kihilot in Ofakim at least. And he suggests that it's a totally different day, reason. And that is that nothing really happened on Asara B'Tevis. On Shiva Asara B'Tamuz, terrible things happened. But Asara B'Tevis, just the beginning of the siege, that day there wasn't a problem. Because there was enough milk and eggs in Yerushalayim, and no one felt the siege. Eventually, after 3 years, they felt the siege. It all could be traced back to Asara B'Tevis. So comes along Pinkus and says, it's not that this particular day something terrible happened, but this particular day happens to be the day, says Rav Pinkus, that is the beginning of the whole destruction. It started then. Eventually it got worse and worse and worse. So because this is the beginning of the whole destruction, there is importance to the actual day. If we are fasting because something terrible happened, so fast. If something terrible happened on Shabbos, you can fast on Sunday. Here, nothing terrible happened. Because nothing terrible happened, it's like higayon b'shigaon, it's like backward logic. Because nothing terrible happened, but it's just the beginning of the whole destruction, therefore it's more chamor. It's more stringent, and you must fast on this day. So that's the Abu Dram's point of view, saying Asara B'Tevis is different from the rest of the fast days, versus the Rambam that comes along and says, it's not any different than the rest of the fast days, it's exactly like the rest of the fast days, no difference whatsoever, Every fasta that comes out on Friday, you fast. The Beis Yosef seems to like the Rambam. He says we have rules and regulations. You can fast on Friday, you can't fast on Shabbos. And ultimately, this Abu Raham is very strange. And I quote, after he quotes the Abu Raham, he says, "Velo yadati minayin lo zeh." I don't know where he got this from. We fast on the eve of Shabbos. How we fast on the eve of Shabbos, we just presented four points of view. Totally up to Plaga Mincha to Sefer Shabbos, or perhaps even earlier. But ultimately, the Abu Raham, he doesn't understand where he got this from. You don't make a gzera shava from Nevi'im to the Torah. In the Torah it says about Yom Kippur, in Nevi'im it says it. We don't do that. Anyway, to make a long story short, we come along, I want to say that the nafkamina between the ways we understand the points of view is based on this. If you hold like the Abu Raham, that there's no problem to even fast the Sarah B'Tevis on Shabbos, then there definitely wouldn't be a problem of it violating Onik Shabbos. Because we could see you even can fast on Shabbos Asara B'Tevis. So if you can fast on Shabbos Asara B'Tevis, of course you can fast on Friday before Shabbos. If that's the case, then there would be no room, on Asara B'Tevis of course, for the points of view that say that the reason why you can break your fast early is because it violates Onik Shabbos. If you're allowed to fast on Shabbos itself, for sure you're allowed to fast on the eve of Shabbos going into Shabbos. If, however, the reason is that Shabbos declares that Friday is over, Shabbos begins, then both the Rambam and the Abu Raham would agree that you would break your fast. If the reason is Onik Shabbos, then the Rambam would say, I don't have a problem with Onik Shabbos, you fast on Friday, you don't fast on Shabbos. But if you go along and you say, Friday is over, Shabbos began, then you have to stop your fast. So those middle points of view, in my opinion, would be dependent upon what's their reasoning. They don't write their reasoning. Is their reasoning because the day is over, and then there would be no nafkamina between the Abu Raham saying Asara B'Tevis is unique and the Rambam? Or it's because of Onik Shabbos, because you have to enjoy Shabbos. You accepted Shabbos early, now you have to enjoy Shabbos. If that is the reasoning, then the Rambam would say, they're right, let's break our fast. And the Abu Raham would say, no, they're wrong, because Asara B'Tevis is different. Shiva Asara B'Tamuz, I hear you. Tisha B'Av, the Gemara already heard you. But not Asara B'Tevis. Asara B'Tevis is different. Asara B'Tevis overrides Onik Shabbos. According to the other points of view, the point of view that said there's no problem to fast going into Shabbos, and obviously Asara B'Tevis wouldn't be any different than any other fast day, and according to the point of view that it's always a problem, then it would always be a problem even on Asara B'Tevis. However, maybe the Abu Raham would say, yeah, usually a problem, but not on Asara B'Tevis. So based on the reasonings for this point of view, we can find a nafkamina on our Asara B'Tevis, because Asara B'Tevis, according to the Abu Raham at least, is different from the rest of the fast days. According to the Rambam, same rules and regulations. But according to the Abu Raham, it's different. How do we go ahead and paskin out the halacha on this issue? The Shulchan Aruch is very, very, very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a private fast day. You decided you wanted to fast. Im kibel alav, if someone accepted upon himself litanot be'erev Shabbos, tzarich litanot ad tzeit ha-kochavim, im lo shepirish b'shaat kabbalat ha-ta'anit, ad she'etzlim ha-tzibur b'tfilatan. If a person decided that he wants to fast on the eve of Shabbos, he must, unless he said explicitly, I'm fasting until chatzot, I'm fasting until midday. But if he didn't, he completes the fast. No ifs, ands, and buts. He completes the fast. Very good. Now let's see what the story is. That's what he says. He completes the fast. However, he doesn't talk about a public fast day. He just talks about a private fast day. Very, very, very interesting, no? Comes along the Ramban, says, Yeshulim de lo yeshlim. Remember all the points of view we saw? He can't. Ela yotzim b'takneset yochal. The Plaga Mincha Shita. Or the Tosefet Shabbos Shita. Whenever they come home from shul, they break their fast. But, says the Rama, b'tanit zibur yashlim. Asara b'tevis is out, because that's a tanit zibur, a public fast day. You finish the whole fast. V'hachi nahug. And that is the minhag. And he says it in the name of the Maharil. comes a Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, and says, well, he probably pastened, like the points of view of the Rav Yeh and the Rokeach. We added the Meiri, we added in the Rambam, we added in the She'iltos, the Rabbeinu Chananel, Gemara clean, Mitanel Mashlim, finished. That's the public fast day. Private fast day, different. I'll take the other Rishonim. But public fast day, you finish until night. So if you're Ashkenazi, it seems like we got no choice. You can live in Australia, and perhaps you have no choice. I just want to add that I discussed this with another rabbi this week, and I just want to make very, very clear that the Rama is saying, V'hachi nahug, and that's our minhag. The Rama lived in the Northern Hemisphere, and he's saying that's our minhag. It could very well be he was talking about Krakow and that whole area where Asara Batavis ends pretty early. The question is, would he say the same thing regarding the Southern Hemisphere, Hachi Nahug, that's the Minhag. Comes to Bir Halacha and says, I see the Shulchan Aruch didn't address the question of a public fast day. He only talked about a private fast day. So the Mechaber of Yosef Karel didn't discuss it. The Ramah did. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't. So says the Bir Halacha, I read the Beis Yosef, like we did, and we saw that in the Beit Yosef, page number 2, he absolutely, unequivocally prefers the point of view that says, option, you can fast until the night, but not obligation. That's how the Bir Halacha understands the Mechaber, and ends by saying, Mashma b'Beit Yosef, demitzadeit lehorot ka'poskim, the Sfirulei Dahai Mitanim Umashlimim De Ka'amar HaGemara Hainu Im Yirtzeh Lashlim Rashai. Says the Beis Yosef that if you want to, you can. That's what he prefers. He brings all the points of view, but he definitely prefers that one. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, if it's a public fast day, you don't have to complete the fast in order not to violate the law of coming into Shabbos fasting. Fascinating. The Ramah says, on a public fast day, you have to complete the fast. Comes the Bir Halacha, says, I read the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't address it. Seems to me, Rav Yosef Karo would say, you don't complete the fast day if you don't want to. You can, but you don't have to. I just wanted to end this year, and we'll continue, God willing, next time, with the Maharil. The Maharil was quoted by the Ramah. I don't know which Maharil he's referring to, but the Maharil I saw doesn't say what the Ramah says, he says. And the Bir Halacha already quoted this and had a big question on the Ramah that's quoted on the bottom of the page. Ultimately, comes along to Maharil and says that, in a Ta'anit Yachid, you go ahead and until Ma'ariv, you fast. So if you daven Ma'ariv early, you break your fast day. Ta'anit Zibur, but on a public fast day, listen carefully, Latzmi ani machmir lahashlim. Dechama ravuta gedolei Ashkenaz demachmiri. I myself am machmir like many rabbis here in the Ashkenazic communities. Bila alma, but the general public, ani omer, I say, de avit kemar avit, v'hakol l'shem shamayim, v'hamech kulam tzadikim. Comes the Maharil and says, when people ask me, I say, sorry, I can't paskin. Why can't you paskin? The Ramah said explicitly what he said, right? Well, first of all, the Maharil is before the Ramah, so he can't go back to the Ramah. But the Maharil came along and said, when they ask, may I look in the Gemara, for Deot and Rishonim, you may complete the fast, you must complete the fast, you can complete the fast until Plaga Mencha, I say, gentlemen, if it's L'Shem Shamayim, if you're doing it not because you're hungry, but because there's a real need, either the need is halachic, you don't want to come into Shabbos fasting, or the need is another halachic need, it goes against your own Shabbos, you can break your fast. The Avid Kemar Avid is exactly the same term used in the Shulchan Aruch regarding can you daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, even though the majority points of view in the Mishnah said you have to daven Ma'ariv when it's dark. There's a Rabbi Yehuda that says Plaga Mincha, and the Gemara doesn't paskin, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. He says you can choose if it's L'Shem Shamayim. So I want to add that this Maharil would be very important down in Australia, down in South Africa, down in South America. According to the Maharil, you may be machmir on yourself. You have your Rav Yoh, you have your Rokeach, you have your Me'iri, you have your Rabbeinu Chananel, you have your Rambam. They all say Mitanel Mashlim the way it sounds. But there's other points of view. And when there's a need, comes the Maharil and says, Ule'alma ani omer da'avid kamar avid if it's l'shem shamayim. If indeed the fast day ends in a hot summer day at 9:30 at night and it's an Erev Shabbos, I would say there is a lot of room, not so much to be meikel in the sense of I'm hungry, but rather to be choishesh for the other points of view that says you can't fast all the way on a Friday. It goes against the law of coming into Shabbos fasting, or again go against the law of Onik Shabbos, or it could very well be it's already Shabbos. It's already Yud Aleph Tevet. And therefore, I believe that based on this particular understandings of the Rishonim, in a place where there is such a great need, it could very well be that we would have to go back to these Rishonim if it's L'shem Shemayim, if indeed it's for the sake of heaven. Not just, I'm a little hungry, but rather, as we could see, I'm a lot hungry, it's very hot. Or, even more than that, the laws of Shabbos don't allow me to fast. I've already done Shabbos early, as I do every week. How can I not come home and make Kiddush and wait till it's dark at 9:30? Every week I accept the Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. It's already Yud Aleph Tevet. Or, Onik Shabbos is already upon me. An obligation. I have to now do it. So ultimately, as we saw this evening, the whole fast of Asara B'Teves is Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu En Mitanin. They want to, they can fast. If they want to, they don't fast, which is reason number one to be more meikel on Asara B'Teves. But number two, we saw many Rishonim that say that even if it wasn't Ratzu Mitanin, Ratzu En Mitanin, even if it wasn't an option, it's a very problematic thing to fast on Friday, either because you come into Shabbos fasting, which is a problem, or because it's already Shabbos if you accepted Shabbos early, or because it's maybe not Shabbos, but the chiyuv, the obligation of onik Shabbos, is already on your hand. And we saw that perhaps Asara B'Tevet is different according to the Abud Ram, you would even fast on Shabbos. So the laws of onik Shabbos out the window, the regular laws of Shabbos don't apply. But if you don't say like the Abud Ram, you say like the Rambam with the Beit Yosef really liked, then ultimately, it very well be. We treat Asara B'Tevet like any other fast day, and these problems stand. The Ramah Paskins in Atani Tzibo, you finish the fast, but the Shulchan Aruch does not address the issue, and the Bir Alacha read into him that he personally agrees with the point of view that says that you do not have to complete the fast on a Friday. You can choose, and that's the way the Maharil ultimately Paskined, even in the Ashkenazi communities. I myself am Machmir, but many, many, many people asked me, and I said, do what you think is right. Atkan, the first shir on, can we finish the fast early on Asara B'Tevis that comes out on Friday? Next week, we'll complete it by adding in the additional pun, and that is, what does Plag HaMincha do? According to the point of view that you can break your fast from Plag HaMincha, or from when the time you accept Shabbos, does indeed Plag HaMincha turn Friday into Shabbos, or doesn't it? Which would have many ramifications on our particular issue. That would be the last issue, the Paskin this halacha out one way or another, but the bulk of it we said today. Take care, everyone. Have a good night.